Now I will try to explain the second way that Jesus has in speaking. And it is when the soul, finding herself outside of herself, sees the person of Jesus Christ, for example, as a child, or crucified, or in any other attitude, and the soul sees the Lord pronouncing the words from his mouth, and the soul answers from her mouth. Sometimes it happens that the soul begins to converse with Jesus, just as two intimate spouses would do. However, the speaking of the Lord is very moderate, just 4 or 5 words, and sometimes even just 1 word. Very rarely does he prolong a little bit. But in that very little speaking, how much light he introduces into the soul. I seem to see a little rivulet at first sight, but in looking more closely, instead of a rivulet, one can see an immense sea. Such is one word spoken by Jesus. The immensity of the light that it leaves in the soul is such that in ruminating it thoroughly, she discovers so many things, sublime and profitable for her soul, as to remain astounded. I believe that if all the learned would unite together, they would all remain confounded and mute at one single word of Jesus. Now, this way is more suitable for the human nature, and it can easily be manifested because the soul, upon entering herself, brings with her that which she has heard from the mouth of our Lord, and communicates it to the body. It is not so easy when it is through the intellect. To me, I think that the Lord has this way of speaking in order to adapt himself to the human nature. It is not that he needs the word in order to make himself understood, but in this way the soul understands more easily, and she can manifest it to the confessor. In sum, Jesus acts like a most knowledgeable, wise, intelligent teacher who possesses all sciences to the highest degree, and no one can equal him. But since he finds himself amid disciples who have not yet learned the first syllables of the alphabet, keeping all the other studies within himself, he teaches the ABC to the disciples. Oh, how good is Jesus! He adapts himself to the learned and speaks to them in a very high manner, in such a way that in order to understand him, they have to study well what he tells them. And he adapts himself to the ignorant, pretending to be he himself a little bit ignorant. And he speaks in a low manner, in such a way that no one may remain on an empty stomach from the lesson of this divine teacher.